Welcome to the PacMate Basic Training. My name is Ron Miller. This training will consist of a number of modules, beginning with an introduction to PacMate, and moving on through setting up your PacMate, and learning how to make it work for you. Introduction to the QX400. I've got the QX400 on the table in front of me, and what we're going to do is take a tour around the actual unit itself. And beginning at the front, you'll feel that there is a hook on each corner of the unit, where you can attach the carry strap. Both the left and right side are smooth, and all of the action on this unit happens in the back. Leaving the unit oriented correctly in front of you, if you feel around just in from the right rear corner, you'll feel a rocker switch. That's the power switch to turn the unit on and off. It's oriented horizontally, so you will press either the left or the right side of that, and you'll feel that it rocks under your finger. Press the power switch to the left to turn the PacMate on, and to the right to turn it off. After you press the power switch, it'll return to the center neutral position. Immediately to the left of the rocker switch, you'll feel the power jack, where you plug the AC power adapter in. And just above that, and diagonally to the left of that, you'll feel a rectangular opening. That's the USB port. And continuing to the left, you'll feel the first compact flash slot. Now you'll notice that we've made some cutouts so that it's easy to grab the card with your fingertips and pull it out. To the left of that slot is another identical compact flash slot, since this unit does accommodate two compact flash cards. And immediately to the left of the second compact flash slot, you'll feel a square window. Behind that window is the hardware for the infrared port. And to the left of that is a small rectangle with two small jacks within that rectangle. The jack closest to the edge of the PacMate is the headphone jack, and the jack closest to the center of the PacMate is the microphone or headset jack. You'll notice I said headset jack, and that's because this jack can be used with a cell phone headset. One of the headsets that consists of a boom mic and an earbud, or a boom mic and an earpiece. These headsets are also sold for some of the cordless telephones as well. So if you want to use a conventional headset, it can be plugged into the left-hand jack, the jack closest to the edge of the PacMate. If you want to use a conventional microphone, it would be plugged into the jack closest to the center of the PacMate. Now moving to the top of the QX400, you'll notice several things. If you run your fingers along the function keys, you'll feel that just above the function keys, we've placed orientation dots. They're placed every fifth function key, and immediately to the right of the last orientation dot, you'll feel kind of a raised, curved surface, and below that is the microphone. And you might notice also, centered at the back of the top surface of the unit, there's the Freedom Scientific logo and Freedom Scientific written out. The speaker's located on the top left side of the keyboard, just above function key F3. The keyboard is a standard laptop-style keyboard. You'll notice that on the bottom right corner, there's the inverted T for your arrow keys, and the rest is set up fairly straightforward. The key immediately to the left of the spacebar is the pipe key. Some synthesizers call it a broken vertical line. And immediately to the left of that is the Alt key. Immediately to the left of the Alt key is the Windows key. To the left of that is the Control key. And the bottom left corner to the left of the Control key is the function key. You'll find that on a lot of laptops. So let me sort of put this in perspective for you, especially if you're used to using a desktop keyboard most of the time. The bottom left key on this keyboard is the function key. Then the control key would be the second one in from the left. The Windows key is the third key in from the left. Then the Alt key. Then the pipe key. And then the space bar. To the right of the space bar is the insert key, which is used as the JAWS key. And also, the caps lock functions as a JAWS key. This is especially important, as you'll see later on, in using JAWS with the PacMate, because if you hold the insert key that's to the right of the spacebar down with your thumb, your fingers are set up exactly where they need to be to enter the normal customary JAWS reading commands in the numpad style layout that we've placed them. To the right of the insert key is the Alt key, and then the Windows key, the application key, and we've reached the right-hand bottom corner of the keyboard, where once again you'll find the inverted T of your arrow keys. A few more keys that I want to draw your attention to are placed along the right-hand side of the keyboard. The top right corner key is the Delete key. Below that is the Home key. Then the Page Up key. Below that is the Page Down key. And below that is the end key, and you'll find them in a vertical row from top to bottom. Again, that's at the very top is delete, then home, page up, page down, and end. Immediately to the left of the home key is the backspace key, and you'll be able to distinguish it because it's a larger rectangular key. And right below the backspace key is the backslash key. Now let's take a brief look at the bottom of the QX400. With the unit still oriented on the table in a normal operating fashion, if you'll rotate the unit so that it's standing on its back edge with the bottom of the unit facing you and the space bar pointed up toward the ceiling, if you hold it in your hands with your palms resting against the sides and feel the bottom of the unit with your right thumb, you'll find a square well recessed into the bottom of the PacMate. If you put your finger or your thumb in that well and slide it to the right, you'll feel that you press against a lever. That lever is very, very important when you wish to upgrade your QX400 and include one of our PacMate portable braille displays to make it an integrated braille unit. That lever locks and unlocks the mechanism that allows the PacMate and the braille display units to join together and become an integrated unit.